Hello and welcome to Palace Intrigue. I am your host, Mark Francis. With the Jubilee in the rearview mirror, it's back to the usual soap opera. A body language expert suggests that William gave Harry the opposite of an acknowledgement at the service of Thanksgiving. Judy James told the Mirror William adopted a barrier gesture as he and wife Kate walked past the pew where his brother sat on the way to his seat. Harry looked firmly resigned to the back row here and was not sitting behind his brother as he was for the last service of remembrance. Harry's expression did suggest some relief as he joked with Zara as he searched for his car on the way out and threw a wide open-mouthed grin in her direction from the pews. But otherwise he fell into a haunted eye expression with some rapid blinking to suggest inner anxiety leaning in and down to Meghan when she spoke as though keen to get some support. There was the opposite to an acknowledgement from William as he walked past Harry's row during the parade out of the service. Sucking in his lips with his chin pulled up in a gesture of resolve, he appeared to turn his head in the other direction for a moment, raising his order of service high in a barrier gesture. As for Meghan, Judy James feels her appearance was as perfect as it could have been under difficult circumstances. Her posture was upright and her smile was designed for a calm but low-key appearance. While Harry's emotions and behavior seemed to fluctuate between subdued and anxious and odd moments of fun breakouts that looked like another symptom of inner anxiety or tension, Meghan used a small touch on his back as what looked like the only other PDA than their signature hand clasp. From the Mirror, royal expert Richard Eden claims all is not well with Harry and Meghan in the wake of Meghan Markle's animated show being cancelled and her appearance at Prince Harry's recent polo event. Speaking on the Palace Confidential podcast, he suggested the couple were overextending themselves with their ever-increasing commitments they have signed up for to keep their celebrity status. Richard said, "I just sense there's a bit of trouble there, really. All these pictures have started appearing of Meghan turning up at the polo, handing over trophies and this sort of thing. I remember writing about the polo back in Britain years ago that Meghan wasn't very keen for Harry to play in polo matches unless it could be guaranteed that it would raise £1 million for charity each time. She felt that it was kind of beneath him to be playing in matches that would just make a few £1,000s when he should be going for the big ticket matches. But we've got Meghan turning up at all these events, handing over trophies, the same way she's turned up at the Invictus Games, and to me that's an indication that all's not well. There's a lot that seems to be in flux, and it wouldn't surprise me if that's the case with the book as well." Royal commentator Robert Hardman added, "I think it's worth remembering that everything to do with Prince Harry, he likes to keep it close to his chest. He likes to keep us guessing. I think for the moment there's probably a PR strategy being drawn up. I don't think it means the book's not happening. I think we're going to have to wait." Meghan may have another book to worry about, as the Mirror describes her as terrified that her ex-husband is set to reveal a remarkable story in a new book. A new book by biographer Tom Bauer could include comments from Meghan's ex-husband Trevor Engelson. The book is reportedly set to focus on the suit star and aims to shed light on what Meghan is really like from the perspective of her ex-husband, which royal expert Neil Sean believes the Duchess may be nervous about. Royal expert Neil Sean said in a YouTube video, "This must be terrifying for Meghan Markle herself because obviously they've got an axe to grind, some may say, but on the other side of the coin they definitely want to get their side of the story out. This particular individual would truly have a remarkable story because after all he would have had first-hand experience of what it was like. Yes, what it was like to be married the first time around to the actress from Suits." Palace Intrigue will be right back. From People, John Hamm learned that meeting royalty comes with his own set of unique rules. Hamm met Kate and Wills at the London premiere of Top Gun Maverick earlier this month, and revealed that there are guidelines that are not so much guidelines as hard and fast rules that you are made to follow when greeting a member of the royal family. It's a little anxiety-producing because they give you these rules that you're meant to sort of follow. You're meant to say, "Your Royal Highness." If they offer their name, then you can use their name, but you can't do it first. And there you have it. If you'd like to email us, our address is thepalaceintrigue@gmail.com. Please follow us on Spotify, iTunes, Google Podcasts, or wherever you get your favorite shows. I'm Mark Francis. My thanks to John McDermott. This is Palace Intrigue. Good times.